zombie in the house. This guy, before I do his introduction first, I want to just welcome you guys back to the house. This is your favorite podcast upcoming out there, Joyous 25 Show. This is test 8 episode. So, guys, let's step into it. Should I do an introduction for you, or you want to introduce yourself and what you do?
Let's just go. My name is Shokunbe Johnson, and I don't know, maybe that's it.
Ah, that's not it, too. Like, Shokunbe Johnson. What do I even know about you? Oh, I should just skip that part. I should not let them know anything about you. You just want to just be dropping wise words for us and stuff.
Yeah, you can say a few things. Let's see.
Okay. This guy, okay, first of all, me and him, we graduated from the same secondary school. This guy was always collecting first. He grew up from GSS 1 to 69, collect first, everything.
Now, because he would not know Sabi.
I'm telling you.
Now, allow me.
We know Sabi name. We know Fis Sabi. Just Shokunbe Johnson. Like, this guy is like, hey? It's like a guru, man. Like, that's why, like, recently, when you were talking about your birthday and you were dropping some white words
out
of my podcast, man, like, where you are at mentally, and also, like, the way you're sounding, and you are a guru, like, I know you, like, as a very intelligent person from way back.
Oh.
When I didn't even know anything. You were out there, like, you knew many things, like, before we won't know something, so you don't like 10 step ahead, like. Let's just go. So today we want to talk about Creator's Nightmare. It's not even like we want to talk about, like, this is just the first part of this section, like, this podcast.
Yeah.
We have many first episodes. So Creator's Nightmare, like, creators used to face many things, man. Like, I know this Johnson here. You were talking about something about startups and different stuff, like,
yeah,
what creators used to face. Like, you were saying recently that you wanted to quit startups and, like, stuff like that. Don't share. Okay, should I start?
Like, yeah, let me
share insights on the topic, like, creators' nightmare. Like, how creators, you know, when you want to, like, give out information, and after you've given out the information, like, that's just it. You don't even know, like, how the information, how it has been received. You might not even get feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And even before you even, like, release the information, like, there are many steps that go into it. Like, you might even be, like, thinking, okay, let me even give these people, like, the exact thing I have written down. But when you're even giving the information, like, some can even, like, now come to your brain. Even as you're giving the information, you can. It's just like, let me see, like, you're on an altar, you're preaching now. Like, Holy Spirit can say something to you, get. And you just divert from it. Like, what you intended to see. That's the,
right.
That's the, like, different things creators used to face. Like, I was just, like, beyond worried and, like, saying, like, okay, maybe and this guy won't start from here. Like, how has that startup, like, been? Like, you were saying, like, you wanted to create startup and stuff like that. Like, what do you guys used to face? Like, people that used to create startups and from this one to that one. Because I know I'm a person that used to jump from different, look at me now. I have podcasts. Photography, so I'm into photography. I know how to barb now, so like, I have three things that I'm good at right now. Like, I know, like, if you give me something to do right now in photography, like event or lifestyle photography, I can do it. Like, podcast now, I'm building, like, a career in that one too. Barbing too right now, I'm good at it. So look at those kind of things now. Like, I would expect someone now, like me now, you want me to come for like a wedding and stuff. Like, look at how I'll just be like, in my own space, like, in my head now, like, maybe, like, 3 days to your wedding now, like, I might be thinking of different stuff. Like, bro, like, that's what I'm saying. Creator's Nightmare, like, how is this
thing? Yeah.
How is it? After the event, say, would they even, like, come back and say, okay, next event, I'm going to give you.
You did well, or less.
And different, that I'm just talking about from my perspective and where I'm coming from, like, what I do. So, like, talk about stuff.
Yeah.
What you guys used to face also.
Well, to get started, because startup as it is, the world is small and it's short to say, but inside it is a lot, actually. There's plenty, and I don't even know where to start from. But it's always an interesting journey. You said?
I said start from somewhere.
Yeah, so to get started, let me just talk a little bit about, you know, how we started, and where we are right now and how it's going. Maybe that will give you context and the audience context or what maybe startup is and the challenges we face and how we overcome them. Okay, so I actually got it in 2020. Yeah, so before then I was doing civil engineering. So now I went to Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta. So I'm not the programming person. Before during secondary school, before undergrad, I like computers and doing stuff with computers. So then email was not accessible.
Like
If
it's
you
too
remember,
primitive.
yeah. We do a lot of then. It's then tech. Then what is not? It's not product design, digital marketing, programming today. Tech then was desktop publishing. Word processing. That's what we refer to as tech then. So I'll say I was a tech person then, yeah, because I was good in desktop publishing, and I had connections with. There's one guy in my area. Then he was a cyber cafe. You remember now?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we go
I
to Brown.
remember. Yeah, I remember, bro.
Yeah, so that was tech then,
Like,
and
be like a sales boy for him then, you know.
yeah, I was like, I did not know I was a sales, but I was just going for vibe. I was going there because I enjoyed it, and I enjoyed being around computers. So when after secondary school, I left the area and the family relocated to another state, and there was no access to an opportunity like that. Although I had a laptop, so I continued. I enjoyed, being around computers and playing with them and, dealing with different softwares. But since undergraduate, I got into engineering and was tasking, and I loved engineering and everything about it. And, we learned a lot of stuff in school, and it was like a job on its own. Studying civil engineering was like a job on its own, right? So I still enjoyed playing with computers and stuff, but I did not like think about a career around it, right? So 100 level went, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level. There's something I posted on my story, I think you saw it, but I said I did not know I would enter programming. I remember there was one particular conversation I had with somebody in my hostel in 400 level where he said that because the guy is always like, oh, I want to get into programming, but he's always having difficulty getting started. He knows some people doing programming, right? And coding. He has friends who are into programming and stuff, but he always regrets like he does not know how to start and stuff, and he likes talking about how people are what people are doing in the industry and stuff. And I listen to him, I told him one day that programming is good, but I don't see myself doing it, right? Because I was comfortable where I was at, right? And I also told him, well, I can't get into programming, right? It's not for me, and all this kind of stuff. I don't even know the level of difficulty or anything. I just knew it was not for me, right? So in 500 level, right, during projects, that was how my supervisor asked us to find topic for our project. I gave him one interesting topic, right? I was, like I said, I was a good student, right?
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
very, very, yes. Okay, continue. Yeah, I agree. How will I say
Yeah, I
that?
was good stuff.
That
Not
good student. Yeah, the students that, okay, let me see, you are attentive student, but well, in the exam hall, you are the best. You understand? Like
like
after the results come, you are the best.
exactly.
But when the like students see you pass, they'll be like, this guy's not even this one, no, they do assignment, all these guys, they don't even know so in his hand.
God,
So
this
that
thing
them
continued.
they still continue like
Yeah, he did. There's this thing they say in my department, like, I'm the only first class student that does not that copies assignments from other from second class.
seriously,
My
man.
God, but that is by the way. So I gave him one art topic, master's level topic, and the guy don't do this is it's difficult, it's expensive. Do so he told me that day that go and do. Oh, sorry, the story overlapped. We actually collected the project topic while we were going for IE 400 level, right? So pre 500 level. So the professor told me go and a program for designing curriculum. In civil engineering, we have all these pillars, right? So in civil engineering, we design and provide reinforcement bars for them and stuff. So we use manual calculator, we use normal calculators and hand to make calculations for all this stuff, although there are softwares and so. But the man asked me to use any programming language to design, to write it part of the building.
Okay.
Until that day, I had no idea how to go to the office. I just opened my mouth, ha, hey, this is about to kill me, right? So, but he's always, and I think for every creator, like, this is something we should be open to, because the man always thought, and I that's like the ultimate lesson he gave me, right? And he's like one of the best lecturers. He talked about the rest of things in civil engineering, but I still feel like this is the best lesson he gave me. He said, he always says that be open to challenges, open, expose yourself to challenges, attempt challenges, like don't run away from challenges, like embrace them. That is all the man always says. So I took that word to heart, and when I left his office, so I did not protest that topic called content. I can't do it. So he asked me that day to work with computer science students, right? So I did not say, I can't do it. I have to go to computer science. I know it's too difficult or anything. I don't know what program it is. So I just embraced it and see, and told myself, let me just, check this out and see if it can work. Before then, there was no precedent in the
I
department.
think
Nobody had
that
known.
I was also thinking about, but I didn't embrace the challenge of
He
computing.
said, you are going to college.
Maybe it's something I could do for like a master's and stuff, because I also like computing and stuff like that.
You like
But
that?
thinking about what you just said, like right now, so
Yeah.
continue.
All right. So, and I went home that day. So I went home and I asked a couple of friends that how I've been given this. How do I? What do I do? The guys that are talking about programming. I asked him, Alpha, guy, how now? But he said he has no idea and stuff like that. So I went to him. So it was that night, that evening. And I got to that evening. That was this. In fact, I still haven't saved on my laptop. It was like a memento for the day I got into programming. That was the day I searched what is programming, right? Like
What
that was.
happened that they tell us? We want to know.
You're
What is it?
yeah, funny. You
Put down
can
what
search
class
it too.
there.
You can check it on your laptop too. But programming is just giving a set of instructions to computer
No, I was
to.
just like, what did the guy say that cheer you up? Okay, is it that lecturer? What he said that you were talking about? The one that you just said you talked to your guy.
The lecturer asked me to go and work on a program to design a software, to work on a software to design a part of a building, right? That was the project topic the supervisor gave me. So I said I did not protest. I just took it. And I went to consult my friend that was always talking about programming, but that how will I do this? It's a topic around programming stuff, right? But how will I do this stuff? How do I go about this? And he said he has no idea, right? Because he is trying to get into programming too,
Oh,
right?
okay.
So I went home that evening and checked what is programming. I saved the page because it was boring at the time. What was this? So I saved the page and I had lots of time because it was high tea. It's not as busy as regular semester, because I told him I'm just going to work on back early and do stuff. So I kind of like committed myself. So I chose Python and I learned during that time. Then COVID came. When COVID came, I spent the time, learning and built the
COVID
software.
helped guys to learn new skill there, man. I'm saying, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it did. It did. I learned, in fact, that was my entry into the world of the industry, of the tech industry, the new tech industry, right? That was like my entry into that market. So I used the time
I used the time to build the software, right? And, you know, learn programming and stuff, right? So when I finished building the software, it was still moving. And I was like, ah, what now? Like, software, school has not started. So what do we do? Right? So I continued playing with Python. And I did, and I had some other programming languages. And, you know, then it was not, I was not doing it because I wanted to, you know, because I didn't, people are making money in tech, how to join them. No. So I was just, so it was a tool for developing my own projects, right? So since then, when school came, submitted the project, everybody was, you know, surprised. Oh, you did this, COVID. And Mark said, oh, and mine was like, you accepted the challenge. So it was an interesting moment. You know, and 500 level packs, we graduated and stuff. So when we left, you said?
I said, you graduated in high flying colors. Like, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So when school finished, you know, I've entered tech, the new tech, right? I have learned languages and I wanted to find a job, right? Like, oh, I enjoy what I'm doing. I enjoyed civil engineering, right? I loved it for as long as it lasts. But in the industry, and I kind of like this, you know, computer, because it was my kind of like my first career love, right? I just I paused it for a while for civil engineering, and I'm entering this. So I kind of like, oh, since this is becoming something, I'm learning a lot. My learning curve is very high, you know. And let me just, you know, settle and do this, right? Because it's fun, it's interesting. You can make a lot of money while doing it and enjoy it at the same time, right? So I started applying of time. They asked for, because creators, I don't know, creators who apply for jobs, they ask for portfolio, right? That give us like a link to your portfolio, right? So I know developers, I'm sure developers, designers, photographers, they have website portfolios, a lot of everything, right? So I did not have a portfolio then. So I kind of like, you know, before you develop a website portfolio, you have to contact a developer that helped me build this, or else you don't have. So many people who are looking for jobs does not have the money, the skill or expertise to do the website. So many people just do not have portfolios, right? They don't have online websites, right? So that was what led me to develop OpenResume there, OpenResume.io there. It's like a resume, paper resume. Your regular paper resume is, you know resume now.
Yeah. I know about what you're talking about, because in my link tree, like, you know, link tree now.
Yeah.
It's there. You know, I told you I added it to my.
Yeah, link. Yeah. I remember now. We talked about it then, right?
It was very nice, man. But the site right now. How about continue? I want to know where it is now. Like,
that's part of the challenge, right? The challenge I've already seen is the start of entering the start of challenge.
Okay.
So, you know, building is interesting. Upskilling is interesting, and can it be, easy? It's just you when you're upskilling. You know, we are learning stuff, but there's a lot of challenge outside. Lots, especially when it comes to selling and marketing and stuff. I'll talk about it in a moment. Let me just give a brief history about OpenResume. So OpenResume, I wanted to do something where creators, developers, designers can easily build portfolio without skill or expertise. Just fill some kind of form. Just put your details, put your name, put your experience, educational background, your info and picture, and it will generate. Right, so something like that is easy, fast, and cheap. Right, so right. So it's a very interesting journey.
Mom, please check your microphone. this. It's like the sound is not that just cross check.
How about now?
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
Yeah, okay. So, so I developed Open Resume, right? And it's actually kind of cool, right? You know, when I share with friends, colleagues, and I was sharing online, right? Can I do this? Can I build websites easily? You don't need technical expertise. You don't need drag and drop or any design knowledge. The templates are pre-designed. Just come up with your information and it will generate the website for you when you're looking for a job and stuff. The programming aspect is quite, because the code base is very, very large. It's not a simple software, right? And, you know, it's deployed and ready. The domain, everything is ready. And everything was just development stage. You know, when I'm in my bedroom and I think about the future, this thing can make millions of dollars, the projection financial. But when we go to market, market is not smiling. The market does not care about you, right? It does not care if you have the most amazing product or you have the most amazing features. The market hits me up, you know. Oh my god.
Like those days, I'm sorry to cut you off. You come back. Those days, yeah. Where, like, I went to create, you know, Wix now. I created, like, a creator photography site. I was not paying for the stuff, site. And I came back to think, like, this money that I paid for this site, have I ever made the money? free domain, like, serious, like, the market was not smiling, man. Before you even get the money, but I said, like, bro, it took a while. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
So continue, man. I can relate with you.
Yeah, so, like, selling is kind of like a different ballgame. Now, you can have skill. It's one thing to have skill, right? But it's another thing to actually sell your skill. It's another business entirely, and they don't teach us a lot of that in school. What they are all about is, come and learn this. It's good for you. You will be able to do this in the future. But they don't like tell us anything. They don't tell us having to sell your skill, right? Having to market what you have. Like, okay, come and buy. I can do this, but come and buy what I have selling. Come and patronize me. We did not know that. Or I don't know about others, but I did not know that. I did not know a lot of that, right? But I was willing to learn and commit to. So while doing Open Resume, I was doing a lot of learning on the job, right? In fact, I did not know I was building a startup. It was just a normal project, but it turned into a startup, right? And we started bringing in, you know, a few of my few friends to volunteer and stuff. You know, you come and do some kind of marketing and stuff like that, right? So Open Resume is cool. So I was posting products to my status and anywhere I could reach, right? Like, people come and use Open Resume, subscription. I got a couple of guys to, you know, sign up on it and, you know, sort of like check it out. Some people were able to do stuff with it, right? Like, take it to the, you know, really cool
for that portfolio
and stuff. And it works, right? I was looking for my portfolio too. A couple of guys used it, but everybody just stayed on the free plan. Like, nobody paid. I had no pay.
Wow.
So it was It was just us. Some people like this stuff. So I had validation. Like, when someone is checking it out, I have this problem. I need a website. But there are lots of issues surrounding Open Resume, actually. But, you said?
I said, the first thing that you were saying, like, I can really, like, okay, now you have a problem. Okay, now pray. Now let us solve your problem. You have this is that you're going to solve the problem. Pray for a plan.
Yeah.
Pray your problem solved. So I can relate to what you're saying. The market is not smiling. Man.
Yeah. Continue. Just comfortable with the minimum plan. So one thing I learned about open resume is we sort of like, how will I say this? I did not do proper market research. So I just felt I have this problem and I wanted to solve my own problem. Sometimes you can look at yourself and, oh, you're experiencing this problem and it's just you experiencing that problem, right? And other people, you know, really, maybe they are experiencing it, maybe some other people, but it's not enough to create a market around it. Number two, I think I applied for one accelerator there in Chile, Startup Chile, and they gave me, I actually applied to many accelerators, but Startup Chile, like, gave me a detailed feedback. But they just tell you, because others, they just tell you, unfortunately, you are rejected or all this kind of stuff. But Startup Chile gave me, like, detailed feedback of what was wrong with the product, right? So they said they are established giants. The market is saturated and they are established giants in the market already, which is WordPress. There's Squarespace, there's Wix. And I do not have enough value proposition to go. Right. Yeah, I do not even know about Squarespace at the time. Do you know Squarespace?
I know Squarespace.
Yeah, so I don't even know about them. I would be in a plan. I'm not even aware of the biggest competitors. Right, so there was no, I did not do any kind of research. I just felt like I can do this, right, and jumped into it, right. So I was just riding and stuff. So I had some people who subscribed. At least I can't really remember, but I think I had maybe 150 200 users using open resume. So all those people are actually using it. Now, another thing is some other people might have the problem but are not willing to pay for the solution. Okay. So the problem does not have enough value for people to pay for it, right? Or at least pay the amount you are offering for it. Oh, okay, I have a problem, but then I can still get by with it now. So if you want to build for startups, if you are building, if there's anyone in the audience who's like thinking about their next startup or their next solution to a particular problem they are trying to solve, you have to think about there's a way they call it in startup school, because there's one startup school I attended, YC startup school. So there has to be like air on fire problem if you want to build a product. Like, although there are different problems, right, in the society, that maybe has global problems, but they are not air on fire problem. It's like when your air is on fire and you not see water. If you see sand, say you not put the sand on top of the air.
Of course, you have to find a solution.
You have to look for a problem that people are looking for a solution immediately. Because there are some things, it's not like what you are building is not good. Your product is fine and your product is working. But then the market like really looking for it by force that, oh, let me just give me what you have, even if your science is not fine. Look at Naira Land. Naira Land is changes UI. Like, it not changed the face of the website for so many years, but then it's still the biggest website in Nigeria. Nigerian websites. Because it's solving like air on fire problem for users. People are complaining on the site. They are complaining on Twitter that, guy, your site is ugly. And they are still there. They are still selling phones on Naira Land. people are still advertising stuff on there. Right? So even if your solution is not, the solution does not have to be the prettiest. Does not have to be the most packaged. You just have to, give customers the highest value. That's the important thing. Value, not design, not price. Not price. It's on price is not even a good it's not a good, you know, problem solution kind, prototype kind, right? Don't go into markets because of price. Say, let's say if you're a photographer, for instance, don't say, oh, there's an established photographer in the area. I'm coming to the area, I mean, I will reduce my price. No, 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 don't do that. Don't do that. That people will not come to you, right? People will not come to you because of price alone. Some other people might come, but it is like if, when people recognize value, they will go all the way to go out. You have to find something. If you want to displace, if you want to outcompete a photographer in your area, you have to find that spice or that value that will make people look for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's why I have to have you on another episode. You are a lot, man. We are gonna go 1 hour. You see that we've never started anything, just the first aspect, and you've used 30 minutes, bro. Hello, man, are you hearing me?
Yeah, I hear you now. I said, how long is the episode to last?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. Well, let's not bore the audience. Maybe we should come back another time.
Okay, yeah. We are going to come back another time. You guys are going to have Johnson on this show. But let's just end it with this. Like, let's talk about, like, high school days. Like, in secondary school. Like, those experience of, like, I am, like, the most, like, you know, you were the, like, head prefect of our, like,
I remember head boy.
Yeah,
you were...
Like, I was sports prefect then. I don't know how I was elected into sports, but I mean that I was slim from the hours. I've never been.
You know how to play ball now.
Yeah. I'm good at that one, sure. But so, like, you don't go Junos High School?
Like, since then?
Yeah.
And when I was in another level, I went.
Mama go don't like my boy's back, like stuff like that. I look back, like if there was something you wanted to change, like in your high school days, you would like to share.
Like
anything you like to change, if it's like some does something.
I don't know, because high school is like it's a very good experience for me though, and I don't, it's difficult to
don't just bother yourself about that. I think we'll move on. So, man, it's a lot, man. See, guys,
tune
in to the next episode, man. Just is gonna come back hopefully some other time. Catch you guys on the next one. Is there anything you want to say before we
Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for having me. I hope to come again soon. Thank you, Williams.
All right, now.
Later. Yeah, peace out.